Chapter 4. Boys and Wheels. The windows of our apartment look out on New York Harbor and downtown Manhattan. It's not a skyscraper eye view, but a rooftop view. We are below the tops of the big cranes at the container port, at about the height of the wheelhouses of the freighters that bring sacks of cocoa beans from the Ivory Coast. At night, the harbor is dark except for the lights on the piers and on the ships, and off in New Jersey. Early in the morning, it is a black and white photograph in 100 variations of gray. Above and below is the weather. The clouds on a windy day rushing above green water rough with whitecaps. You can see storms coming from the west, black smudges that grow until they take over the sky. You can feel the first winds of a cold front rattling the windows. One evening we saw a rainbow over New Jersey, the Ark landing in the middle of the Bayonne Bridge. I got used to the early view when Dean was an infant, never sleeping, always screaming, his mother in the bedroom with a pillow over her head. I held him in my arms as the sun came up. If it weren't for him, I never would have seen the harbor just as the sky becomes perceptible. Or an hour later, when the orange of the sun hits the Staten Island ferries, the first big ships coming in to unload, and, as it did one December Sunday, the Queen Elizabeth II arriving from England. By the time we started counting Dean's age in months and not weeks, he began to focus on the foreground, on the streets below us. When the empty early morning buses wheezed by, his eyes lit up. Same with the fire trucks returning to the nearby station house, or the private garbage haulers, their engines roaring, their brakes screeching, their long hoods lit up with strings of yellow lights as they emptied dumpsters as noisily as possible. He couldn't have been more than one when he started picking out PT Cruisers and Mini Coopers and then our Honda Accord from the other cars on the street, sometimes from more than a block away. He was soon able to tell our Honda apart from another Honda Accord of the exact same year and color that also lived on our block. No small feat, especially to his mother, who was...